Okay, tonight we are going to learn, we're going to continue. We started last night going through the beginning of the Siddur, and we did Matovu and Adon Olam and Yigdal and Berachas HaTorah, just to discuss, you know, the obligations, what women are obligated to daven. And tonight we're going to talk about Berachas HaShachar. Berachas HaShachar means the morning brachos, which starts from Asher Nasam Lasech Vivino, that you all know of, and it goes all the way until the expression Agom Al Chasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael. So the question is, are women obligated to say Berachas HaShachar every morning? The Mishnah Berurah says that definitely they can say Berachas HaShachar every day, but the question we need to discuss, are women obligated to say Berachas HaShachar or not? It's a big discussion in the Paiskim, and what it depends on is the following. What time of day does Berachas HaShachar need to be said? That's what it depends on. Is it a time-bound mitzvah, a time-bound bracha? You all know that the halacha is that any mitzvah that is time-bound, what we call a mitzvah shahazman grama, mitzvah saseh shahazman grama, women are not obligated. But mitzvahs that are not time-bound, then women are obligated. So what is the timing of Berachas HaShachar? Can Berachas HaShachar be said only in the morning and not in the evening? Or can Berachas HaShachar be said the entire day? So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a machlokes, and there are those that say that this brachos, these brachos, Hashanasam Lasech Vivino, Shalaisani Isha, Shalaisani Goy, Shalaisani Ovid, all those brachos can be said the entire day, all the way up until a person goes to sleep. Let's say for whatever reason a person doesn't say it throughout the day, let's say they were busy or they forgot, and then at night, whenever all the kids are asleep already, and then they realize, hey, I never said Berachas HaShachar this morning. They are allowed to say it the entire day. If that is the case, that a person is allowed to say it the entire day, then that means that it is not time-bound. It can be said all day. If it is not time-bound, quite possibly that should mean that women are obligated to say Berachas HaShachar. Again, the Mishnah Berurah said for sure they can say Berachas HaShachar. We need to know, are they obligated to? So according to a numerous Paiskim, the Vilna Gaon and others, they would be obligated to say Berachas HaShachar every single morning. And if they don't say it in the morning, then later on in the afternoon or at night. The Mishnah Berurah does say that the best is to say it before the fourth hour of the day, meaning the day is divided into 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. Let's keep it simple, from sunrise to sunset. And you take that amount of time and divide it by 12, and then each of those divisions is considered an hour. In the winter, an hour could be only 45 minutes long. In the summer, an hour could be 75 minutes long. That's what we call shos manios. But up until the fourth hour of the day, preferably Berachas HaShachar should be said. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person does not say it up until 4 hours into the day, then b'di'eved a person is allowed to say it up until chatzos, up until midday, which is 6 hours into the day. But if a person wants to be lenient and say it the entire day, like we said before, it's okay, and a person is allowed to say Berachas HaShachar the entire day. So again, just a quick recap, what we said so far is that preferably Berachas HaShachar should be said within 4 hours into the day, before 4 hours are up. Second best is to say it by chatzos, by midday. And worst comes to worst, if a person didn't, they would be allowed to say it the entire day. And since that's the case, that a person would technically be allowed to say it the entire day, quite possible that according to that, women would be obligated to say it every day. Now, of course, as we mentioned a couple times already, that if a woman is an ones and they are not able to because they are busy with their family and other obligations, yeah, it's the same as Shemona Esrei. They would not be obligated to say it. But like I mentioned by Berachas HaTorah, Berachas HaTorah takes only about a minute or two. Berachas HaShachar, maybe another couple minutes. Okay, perhaps someone honestly feels that they do not have the time to do that. I find that hard to believe, but it could be. But if a person should really try to say Berachas HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah says that the simple reading of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch seem to say that they are obligated. The Aruch HaShulchan says also something very nice. He says that, what's Berachas HaShachar? Thanking Hashem, praising Hashem for all those things, that a person is not blind, that a person is able to stand up straight, that a person has shoes, that a person is not tired, and many other things that we are thanking Hashem for, that we're able to walk. those are applicable not just for men, of course, those are applicable for women as well. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says women should be chayiv, should be obligated to say it every day. Rabbi Yashiv says like that, that women are also chayiv to say it every day, and that should be really tried to say, to be said every day. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that a person is allowed to sit down during Berachas HaShachar, so that's good to keep in mind. If you need to sit down, you're allowed to sit down. We know the bracha of Shalom Asani Isha. The men say a bracha of Shalom Asani Isha, that we thank Hashem for not making us a woman. And the Shulchan Aruch says that women say Shasani Kirtzaynai, that Hashem made me like His will. And what's the understanding of this? There's nothing wrong with women, and men do not mean that there's something bad with being an Isha, that they thank Hashem for not being an Isha. What it simply means is, the simple understanding is, the Rishonim say that women have less mitzvos than men, as we mentioned before, that they're not obligated mitzvos, aseh shazman grama. So we thank Hashem, thank you that we have more mitzvos. We want to have more mitzvos to connect to Hashem. So thank you, Hashem, for not making me a woman. This way I have more mitzvos. I'm obligated in tefillin and in tzitzis and in lulav and shofar and sukkah. And this way, that's why I'm thanking Hashem for not making me a woman. And when the women say, Ashasani kird sainai, they are what we call matzdik alav asadin. They say, okay, you know, I don't have as many mitzvos as the men, but you made me like your will. Okay, I'm happy with what I am, that I have the mitzvos, that at least I have those mitzvos. But there is another explanation from the Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Shamsham Fal Hirsch, and others, that women are the ideal. Women are the best, and they are created on a higher level. They don't need to have tefillin and tzitzis for them to reach their shleimus. Shasani kirtzoyne means that Hashem made us like our will, that we are the ideal. And the men say, okay, shlo yasani isha, because, you know, after all, I do have more mitzvos, so I'm happy about that. But the women, shasani kirtzoyne, that Hashem made me like His will, because women are on a higher level spiritually, intrinsically, and they don't need to have those other mitzvos. So that is another explanation, a nice explanation for Shasani Kirtzoni, that just the opposite, that women are on a higher level, and Hashem made us like His will, like His ultimate will. The Birchus HaShachar ends with the phrase, like we said before, Hagoyma l'chasadim toivim la'ama Yisrael. And all the commentaries want to know, what's that expression of chasadim toivim? Good chesed. Toivim, of course, means good. And chesed means kindness. Why do we have to say kindness that is good? Kindness is kindness. So is there a kindness that is bad? Why do we ask Hashem? We also ask that in the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Chasadim tovim. What is that? It seems to be a double expression of chesed and tov. And the commentaries tell us that when we are asking from Hashem, we're asking for good chesed. Because everything that Hashem does is chesed. Everything that Hashem does is tov. Just sometimes it's hard to see that. We don't really see all of the tov, but we know that everything Hashem does really is chesed. So when we ask from Hashem, we're going to ask from Hashem for chasadim tovim. But ultimately we know that even there is such a thing as tov that doesn't seem to be a chesed, and there is such a thing as a chesed that doesn't seem to be tov. You know, we know so many stories, someone who, you know, didn't get a shidduch or didn't get a job or something didn't seem to work out, and then they find out later that it was really all for the best. And I know, we all know, you know, my father, Pesach Kroni, has many, many wonderful stories how something seems to be so bad at first, and then in the end we find out that it's really all for the best. And those stories are great. It really, brings out emunah in Hashem and bitachon that everything is really for the best. But I always have said, you know, those stories are really great and they should be publicized, but there is one downside to those stories. Many times things happen in life to friends, to neighbors, to ourselves, and it doesn't seem to be tov, but we know that Hashem is only good. So how do we approach such a situation? Sometimes we're involved and we gather here for a tzara and davening and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, but so many times we look at situations for close ones and relatives and friends and neighbors that we don't, it doesn't seem to be a tov. But that's what we daven for, that we daven for chasadim tovim, but we have to know that everything that Hashem does is for the tov. And we all know that it's easier said than done to believe it, but that's what we have to ingrain in ourselves, that everything that Hashem does is for the best. And Hashem wants us to daven, we're supposed to daven to take us out of our tzaros that we have and that our friends have, even though, oh, it's for the best, so maybe it's supposed to be like that. But Hashem puts people in certain situations in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, it's easier said than done, and it's especially hard when it happens to yourself. But that's something that everyone has to keep in mind. You know, I'll just tell you a quick story. There's two people that came to their Rebbe, and they asked him that, you know, how are you supposed to thank Hashem for the good, for the bad, just as the good? You know, it's too hard. So the Rebbe said, go to this other Rebbe, and he'll tell you. So they go find this person, and they see that his house, he has no money, he has no windows, and he has no shoes, and he has no clothes, and he has no food. He could hardly afford two candles. And they said, we were told to come to you to ask you, how do you thank Hashem? Kashem shemavarchem ala toiv, kach mavarchem ala ra. The same way you thank Hashem for the good, you should also thank Hashem for the bad. We were told that you know the answer to this question. And he says, I don't know why they sent you to me. Nothing bad ever happened to me in my life. And what that is showing us is that a person needs to, day in and day out, to realize that everything Hashem does is for the best. And yes, many, many, many times it's hard to see, especially by the times of Purim. Nistar, everything was hidden at the time. Where was Hashem? And that's what Esther Hamalka said when she was entering Achashverosh. The Shekhinah had left her. And sometimes we have, you know, situations where we think Hashem has left us. But that really is the lesson of Purim that is approaching us, that Hashem is always there. Sometimes it's behind the curtain and between the cracks, Meitzitz min acharakim, and Hashem is always watching out for us, and our job is to connect to Hashem and daven to Hashem, and then His presence will be seen and felt. Okay, have a good night. Thank you.